Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Todd Frazier and Adam Eaton almost went at it between innings. Dan, this is between innings. Watch Adam Eaton right here. And this is Todd Frazier right here. Eaton was walking to his position. He said, Hod, did you say something to me? He turned around and started walking to Frazier. Frazier started coming out. The Mets players held Frazier back. Somebody held Adam Eaton back. And look at the guys in the bottom of the screen in the Nats dugout hopping the rail and ready to
something
go.
Something happened with you and Frazier?
you asked it like you didn't see anything. I don't know. Gosh, know what goes on in that guy's mind. I don't know. He's chirping all the way across the infield. He must really like me because he wants to get my attention. It seems like every time we come here to town and he really cares what I think about him, I guess. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he wants to talk to me in person or have a visit or what it is. But he's always yelling across the infield at me. He's making a habit of it. So he's one of those guys that always says it loud enough so you can hear it, but you can't understand it. Like I said, he's making a habit of it. I ignored him a couple times as he's chirping coming across. I had it to the point where I'm not going to say the saying that I want to say, but you got to be a man at some point. So I turned around and had a few choice words with him.
The leader in Drake, which is crazy enough that a 14-year-old could be looked at that, but the kid was so tremendous.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin for everything he's done.
There are no winners like you.
Thank you, Kevbo, for that too. And Mike, thank you for helping us out.
Mr. Sensitive.
Being there for us. He's very sensitive. And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Hey, guys.
Morning, fellas.
Good to hear from Adam Eaton.
Thrill, isn't it?
Wouldn't you love to see Todd Frazier really go after him?
Yeah, I would.
Really would.
Yeah.
Really would. The just shock saying. There is that any one of his teammates held Adam Eaton back from getting into anything.
Is death an
That's
option?
That's the surprise.
Do I have to take sides in that?
That is really incredible.
Well, I think it's an easy one to take sides.
What's wrong?
That's an easy one.
Yeah, that's easy.
You don't have to take sides, but let me be very clear. If you're going to team Frazier.
Yeah. I'm not an easy
My God.
I mean, you were around both of them.
Yeah.
I've been around both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, there is no choice there.
No,
that's an easy choice.
There's really not. Really not.
And I think if you polled people who were in the same clubhouse as both White Sox players at the time that they were both White Sox players, it would be pretty much a landslide.
Yeah, I think
it would. The leader in Drake.
Yeah.
And then the winner takes on Nick Swisher.
Nick Swisher.
Battle to the death. Now that there,
you know
death
what?
Should be a
That
choice.
Is unfair to include Todd Frazier in any list with Nick Swisher.
They I think you're right.
Guys. That's not,
I think Nick Swisher and Adam Eaton,
that
that's wrong. A good matchup.
No, that's
a good bracket.
That's the matchup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is your death match.
That's your eye wash bracket.
Joker snaps the pool cue in half and says, we're having auditions.
What do you think it is about Todd Frazier? He won't let it go. Like he sees Adam Eaton, he just has to kind of say something.
Well, I think listen, there's no angels in a baseball clubhouse. That's just the way it works. But I think for Frazier, he's that kind of guy.
He's a needler.
Once you take it to a certain level, once you've all been to that, that kind of fit a peak, you don't
Jersey
let it
boy.
Go. You can't let that kind of thing go.
He's a Jersey boy.
Yeah, he is.
He was in that play, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
As dynamic as Frankie Valli.
I'm sorry.
Yes. So kudos to the Bears for playing us like a fiddle, by the way.
Totally.
I am more than happy to play along with it. I love this crap. And it's perfectly timed in the middle of a baseball regular season, perfectly timed to get us talking about them and their history ahead of the 100. And the way they're choosing to release the top 100 in tranches allows it to sort of just rest out there for us to talk about.
Smart.
And look, if I got trolled on the Cutler thing, I'm your Huckleberry. I'm successfully trolled. I took the bait, and because that is objectively 100% wrong.
Wrong.
Absolutely.
Absolutely
wrong. It's just not true.
I don't understand what is not true. What
the best, the objective best player at the game's most important position. The best your franchise has
he
ever
should
had
have been higher
has
than 85.
To be higher than 85.
There are 84
sure
players now who
I'm
put
not,
correct.
I'm
the
not arguing. Where would you
They're
put
better
him?
Than him?
I don't know. I mean, that is completely up to you. You want to put him 40th,
well,
50th.
No, you said he's got to be higher. Where?
He's definitely got to be higher.
60-ish.
Let me see where the other 60. Names. I'll judge that when I see where 60? The other names come out and how they do something. But
they got 28 Hall of Famers.
Come on.
You got to put all 22 starters from the 85 team on the top 100 list, right? You got to clear
all
the space.
No. Mike.
Every single one of them.
19 of them. Probably 19 of the 22. The only ones that aren't on that list are probably the cornerbacks, the punter, and...
Hey, Bobby Joe Green is already on the list.
Maybe, Matsui's probably on the list. Yeah, he's the top 100.
Sure he is.
So 19 of the 22, 85 starters. That doesn't leave much room. But I agree with you.
They won like 7 championships in the 40s. Shouldn't the 22 guys on those teams go in? I'm just saying, how do you... This is such a ridiculous thing.
I know, it's great.
I
know,
but it's great. But having said that, I think Eddie Jackson is just absurd to have him on the team. It just doesn't make any sense. What if he never plays again?
You know what?
Has he done enough?
You just made the list.
No, my favorite thing about the list has already been revealed, though. Making Patrick Manley number 100 was a stroke of genius. Absolutely beautiful work.
Well, he was on the team for 20 years.
Well, that's why I'm very interested to see where Doug Buffone is.
Yes.
Because Doug Buffone didn't get it really never got the accolades he probably deserved. He had a ton of sacks before they started recording sacks as a stat. It was always there.
And he choked you out.
If they want to give him points for that, they give him points for that.
But the longevity.
If longevity
and
matters.
Durability.
Yeah, yes. Reliability.
Yeah.
You know, that,
it's got to matter.
Being an absolute mainstay of some genuinely horrible Bears teams.
But who he finishes ahead of and behind would be most interesting.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm curious about it.
But, it's not really a top 100 list because the top 25, 30 are pretty well known to anybody who's ever covered or looked at that team or anyone who's been a fan of the Bears. So it's really the bottom 70 that are interesting.
Well, Walter Payton's the best player in Bears history.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, again, yeah. I think that's a worthy of an argument that no one will have.
I don't really.
I know you don't.
I think that one is
I think
clear
it's pretty
cut.
Sacred there.
Yeah, I think it's...
Butkus may have an argument if that's what you're getting at, but I think
Dan Hampton could have an argument. Mm. He was a great player.
He was the best individual player on the, and maybe the best defense
Pro
ever.
Pro Bowl player at all 4 positions on the line. That's pretty extraordinary. And that's why he got in the Hall of Fame. But Walter Payton will win that award. But I'm saying, where does Bronco Nagurski fit in? Where is Red Grange among these guys? That's why it's
top
so
10.
Crazy to try to pick one person.
Yeah. But
Gale Sayers is on the list. I don't know exactly where he fits in because of the length of his
career.
Those
are all valid points, good arguments. It's just when you see the franchise leader in so many statistical categories at quarterback, 85th, it seems egregious.
It is. And it's probably on purpose. But let me ask you this. Where's Devin Hester?
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, he's on that list,
has
too.
Has to be.
Oh,
yeah.
He changed the game.
Has to be.
Probably top 40, right?
Okay, let me
top
ask you this.
40.
Top could 50 he be, for sure. Could he be ahead of some Hall of Famers?
That's what I'm... Because you could make an argument that he is the best ever
argument.
At what he did.
And he will be, perhaps, a Hall of Famer one day.
I think
he will be. Perhaps Eddie Jackson will be someday, too.
Okay.
Well, we were thinking...
He has to play 8 more years of football.
But you would think...
These are living and breathing lists, though. If we remember
they change all the time.
When the NBA did their best 50?
Yes.
Go back and look at that.
Scottie Pippen was high on that list.
Go back and look at that and get your eraser out. How many great players have arrived since that list came out?
That was like 20 or 30 years ago, though, right? things change. 21 years ago.
Yeah, but 1999.
Like I said, 20 or 30. It fits perfectly into that category.
Well, what bear has the possibility? What current bear has the possibility of getting as high on that Mac as somebody else?
Khalil Mack is going to be
the best player on the team.
Yeah, right now
he's on the Hall of Fame.
I guess he's already on that list.
He's played.
If Eddie Jackson's on that list, Khalil Mack better be.
He's played one season as a bear.
But I'm saying once he gets 5 or 6 years into his Bears career, we'll be looking at
Eddie Jackson's two seasons as good as they have been. Khalil Mack's one season still is more impactful.
Well, Khalil Mack already is an all-time top 10 most talented Bear.
So he's got to be on the list.
David Montgomery?
Probably.
Got to be on that list.
I think you have to make the argument for Mitchell Trubisky and his ability.
No.
I'm saying ability to move up that particular list.
No.
In an era in which offense is easy to come
Trubisky,
by as anything.
His numbers will
and
vault
with a
him court, up the list.
With a coach that is so dedicated to making that quarterback stat-wise look better than anybody else.
Can Mitch exceed Jay Cutler?
Of course he can.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But not today.
What do you mean Corsican?
On that,
yes, when he becomes Corsican, not Sardinian, mind you.
Not before.
Not today. Connor, you're not suggesting he's on the list now.
No, of course not. Okay. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Very
I'm saying
stupid.
The potential for a quarterback in this era to climb a list like that is it's never been higher.
Right.
The potential exists.
Yeah, just he's supposed to, right? He's supposed to climb that.
You could Juan Pierre yourself into a Hall of Fame career. You know, you could be that counting stat kind of guy.
So at the 110th celebration, Mitch Trubisky will be on the list.
All right, now let me ask this. After Ditka, who's your next tight end?
A.D.
Is there?
Well, Emory Moorhead.
Yep. Jose Altuve.
It's Greg Olson.
Well,
James Thornton.
Greg Olson do enough in Chicago? His career really came after he left.
Through no fault of his own.
Well,
right.
Bobby Lane was in Chicago and then became a great player elsewhere. How do you manage that?
After Ditka.
I think it's Greg Olson.
Mm. How about Emory Moorhead?
I said Emory
no
Moorhead.
No production.
We were told he's not going to make the list.
No production. There is
Martellus Bennett, friend of the program.
Oh, Martellus Bennett.
He's a friend
joy.
Of the program.
He's got a lot of cartoons to draw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Greg Latta?
Nope.
Who's the guy in St. Louis? They beat the hell out of him on the sideline after a preseason game, and I think they cut him after that. Pat Dunsmore?
What?
Do you remember that?
Pat Dunsmore caught a touchdown in the playoff game against Washington in 84, didn't he? And Dunsmore catch the pass
I was
from
saying,
Fuller?
You know, we were talking about Dave Dorson and where he would fit in. You know, if Todd Bell were able to play that season, had he played that season, he might be on that list.
There's a highlight reel.
Unbelievable.
Todd Bell killed people.
Oh.
Desmond Clark.
Yeah.
Desmond Clark.
I don't think he's on the top
Ditka.
One. You might not have more than one tight end. Is that not possible?
It is possible you can only have one tight end.
I'd rather have just the one than put some of those names in.
Where's Rex?
Yeah, exactly.
If Cutler's 85th.
I know. I'm just teasing.
Yeah, then he's
I'm just winding him up.
He was 101. Okay. Rex was 101.
How many guys are in the Hall of Fame? 310, 307, 308?
I don't know, but 28 are Bears.
I'm just saying, 28 of them are Bears.
Yeah.
So some of those are contributors. There's actually 35, but like that would include Orlando Pace and guys that didn't really.
Would Cutler be higher if he didn't have the most punchable face in Chicago when he played?
Well, if he had been a better dude in the locker room, they might have made a Super Bowl. Yeah, right?
Popularity matters, I think. I think your personality, the way you're perceived, we certainly know that in the politics of the Hall of Fame, it matters.
It certainly affected us here.
Yeah, Jay never really did anything to aggrandize his standing in the city.
Here's the thing. Maybe he had some sort of personality issue. But like if Jay had just been polite and kind to the people that were the support staff, he'd have been beloved. You know what I'm saying? Like he didn't even have time of day for a lot of the people in the building. That all they want is the quarterback to ask him how they're doing. You know what I mean? It's just kind of.
It wasn't he needed to be.
No, you just have to understand that you're
just be
normal. Just be normal. Yes. Where's Urlacher on your list?
He's top 10. In the Hall of Fame, so he's on the.
But is he top 10 in yours? I think he's top 10 in mine.
I got to look at the list.
Yeah,
no, I don't think he is top 10.
No. I do.
No?
Top 10?
Not top 10.
Dude, I mean, off the top of your head, think about what we're talking about here with the Bears.
Yeah.
How many middle linebackers are start with that? They invented the position here. Okay.
Yeah, but Urlacher pioneered pioneer a position of his own.
Urlacher changed the game.
I don't know about top 10.
I think that's
I'll give him top 20.
I think Urlacher's an easy top 10 for me.
Wow.
Maybe I'm just
skewing
towards... When
is the next 25 release? They should milk this for another week, right?
Oh, I was saying to Dustin, they should do it once a week. But
they don't have that
much
time.
We know the names.
When's the centennial celebration? It's like June
6th. 7th through the 9th.
Yeah, 7th
They should
the 9th.
Announce the top 10 2 weeks after the celebration.
It's ideal for what we do, and for me as a meatball Bears fan and former beat reporter,
Dan, there's so many people like that in Chicago. That's why it's smart.
It's great,
and what's great is you've got Don Pearson was the Hall of Fame voter, and then he retired, and Dan Pompey became. Those are the two guys.
Oh.
So it's the Hall of Fame voters. It's perfect.
Well researched. That's for sure.
It's really well done, and they can break out their old notes as they presented all these guys.
Beyond reproach.
Yeah.
But we can argue about it anyway.
It's fun to talk about. What have you today?
We'll do our part of Tuesday Joe Day on the Score. Madden is with Lawrence at noon. Joe Sheehan will talk baseball with us at 10. Midday Midway at 10:40. We have some calls out there with the Cubs stories of the day. Baseball stories, business stories, etc. A little more on this football stuff. We got a lot on the docket we're going to do. Also have a chance to win $1,000 in cash.
I don't know if you heard Dan Pompey, but he told us that Kevin Butler and Robbie Gould are on the list. So there's only 75 names left. Two of them are gone. 28 Hall of Famers. We're running out of names.
Two of them are kickers. Wow. Okay.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
We've lost a leader in Drake.
I'm done.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.